All right, welcome back to Health Meadows. I thought music was going to play, but I got faked out there.
So did I.
You're just as surprised as I am. We are joined by Dr. Adriana Rosales, family medicine physician from Western Washington Medical Group. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here.
We are going to talk about birth control and different birth control options that are out there. So tell us about your special interest in family medicine and how you became interested in medicine to start off with.
Well, I became interested in medicine, gosh, a long time ago. I guess my father inspired me, I just decided to take that route. Specifically, I did some training through the military. I was a Navy doctor for about 7 years, and I just got out. I'm still in the reserves, and I got interested in mainly women's health because I saw a lot of young females while I was active duty that didn't have any direction, no one to tell them and talk to them about contraceptive options, about sexual health, about themselves.
Where were you?
I was
in Everett?
Yes, I was actually stationed here in Everett. I was stationed on the Abraham Lincoln, the aircraft carrier, for 2 years. Then after that, I was stationed in Oak Harbor on Whidbey Island for 2 years. I was at the Naval Hospital there. So
wow, that's great. Well, thank you for your service.
That's great. Thank you so much.
I mean, you're what a great opportunity to work with a very fairly youthful population that's all getting ready to start families in their childbearing years.
Yes.
And your experience led you to have an interest in this. So tell us about what options are out there for women, and not only just women, but also men when it comes to birth control.
Yes, absolutely. There's lots of great options out there. I kind of divide them into two different, I guess, main subjects. The hormonal contraceptives and the non-hormonal contraceptives. So non-hormonal contraceptives would be like condoms, would be diaphragms, cervical caps, and those are devices that not used that much anymore because you have to actually get it fitted specifically to you. You know, condoms are very easy to obtain over the counter for any pharmacy. And then there is the copper-only intrauterine device, and I can talk a little bit more of that in the...
That's the IUD.
The IUDs, exactly. And I can talk a little bit more about that in the IUD section, I guess.
But, okay.
And then along hormonal contraceptives, we have contraceptives that have estrogen and progesterone in it and those that have progesterone only in it. And so those that have estrogen, progesterone in it would be our oral contraceptive pill, so the birth control pill. And then there's also progesterone-only oral contraceptive pills. And then we have other things like patches, the Nuva ring. And so there are lots of great options out there because it can be tailored towards the woman's I guess, desires and how often she wants to take something, how often she can remember to take a pill. So oral contraceptive pills, basically, you take a pill every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to remember to take a pill every day around the same time every day. It's
That's the pill you're talking about that's been around forever.
Forever, since 1960s.
And percentage of working 80%, 99% of the time
it
works?
Yes. So if used correctly, it's more in the 90s. So if used correctly 100% of the time, then it could be maybe around 98% effective.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking to girls and women about mm-hmm. contraceptive and you're talking about the pill, do you suggest that not only do they take the pill, but they use a condom as well?
No, not necessary. If they're taking the pill effectively every single day as they're supposed to, then it could be 98% effective. If you want to increase decrease your risk of getting pregnant, you guess you could use condoms. But condom use, if used 100% of the time correctly, is only 80% effective in preventing pregnancy.
So how about this? And I'm not asking this for myself, but mm-hmm. say that the woman misses one day.
Yeah.
Of her pill.
And that happens.
Does that, and then, but she's back on it the next day. Are her odds of getting pregnant?
So the if you miss one pill, but you take it immediately as soon as you remember or take it the very next day, your risk of getting pregnant is very low if that happens.
Right.
But if you're the type of gal that, I forgot to take it 2-3 days in a row, then at that point in time, there is a risk of getting pregnant because you haven't had the hormones in your body for 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So in that case, there's instructions that come with the pill that tell you, okay, if I forget to take a pill, this is what you need to do. And then it also recommends in those instructions to use an alternate form of contraception as well, such as a barrier method, such as condoms mm-hmm. or spermicides or something mm-hmm. else for those 7 days until you can get back on the pill again and get better.
Now, what I think about, I mean, anybody's got to kind of consider that you're basically affecting levels of hormone.
Yes.
And I can imagine there are some people that just don't respond to that. So there's got to be some cons to the pill.
There are some cons to the pill. So there are certain women that can't be on a combined estrogen, progesterone, oral contraceptive pill. So, for example, women that have a personal history of a clot in their leg or a strong family history of that happening shouldn't be on estrogens because that increases your risk of getting a clot. Also, some women that have high blood pressure should be monitored closely if they're on an oral contraceptive pill that has both estrogen and progesterone, because that can actually make your blood pressure worse. Also, some women that have migraines with auras, there is a slight increased risk, a very, very slight increased risk of having a stroke. So there's some women that can't be on oral contraceptive pills for medical reasons. And then there are women that just don't respond well. They have like what we call side effects to the oral contraceptive pill. So that could be irregular bleeding, spotting, breast tenderness, acne flares. But a majority of those side effects actually get better with time. And so what I usually do is with my patients that start oral contraceptive pills, I tell them, okay, these are the things that might happen. These are the side effects to the pill. But if you hang in there and you really like your pill, most of these side effects are going to get better. And so it's just education with some of those side effects.
So let's talk about the NuvaRing and the patch. Would that be the next two in this category?
Yeah, absolutely. So the NuvaRing and the patch, same estrogens and progesterones in the NuvaRing and the patch. So the same things apply with the side effects, and the same things apply with the women that can't take combination.
So no, where do you wear? What finger
what
do
is,
you wear
what
the
is
NuvaRing?
What is a NuvaRing?
I don't know either.
So the NuvaRing, basically, it's a different way. It's for women that maybe they can't remember to take a pill every single day. So it's really easy and convenient. It's basically a plastic ring that dilutes those estrogen progesterones, and it's placed intravaginally. So the woman has to be very comfortable in placing a plastic ring inside their vagina.
She
once
does.
A month. She does, yes. Okay. She has help. That's not my problem.
Don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a really great option because you can place it in once a month, leave it in for 3 weeks, forget about it, take it out.
It's a prescription.
And it's this ring that dissolves over time. I mean, what is it doing?
Yeah, so it's a plastic ring. It doesn't dissolve, but it's a drug eluting. So it slowly eludes some of the estrogen, progesterone, and you absorb it intravaginally through your vagina.
And it's got a 30-day life.
It's got a 30. So one ring per month. So it's really nice. You place it in once a month. Leave it in for 3 weeks, remove it on your fourth week, have a period, and then at the end of your period, put it back in again.
Okay.
So it's really easy because you don't have to remember to take a pill every day.
Right.
So that's a nice option. Then the patch is also a nice option. You just place a patch on somewhere in your body, so in your back or your lower back area, once a week. So it's one patch per week. For 3 weeks. And so you remove it at the fourth week, have a period, and then put it back on again.
And the what's the best percentage of not getting pregnant with these?
So with the same, if used 100% correctly every time, it's the same as oral contraceptive pills. So 90%.
Right. So the pros are basically that someone who may be forgetful or is busy. You just basically have, what's the cons of those two devices?
So the cons of the ring is sometimes it falls out during sexual intercourse. And so I tell my patients, don't freak out. Just rinse it off, finish what you're doing, put it back in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the patch, some women have some skin reaction to the adhesives of the patch. So
this music isn't mood music, by the way. We we're not pouring drinks right now. We're out of time, I'm sorry to say. I know. So the other two condoms, of course, are very important.
Yes.
And the IUD.
The intrauterine device. Love it. Yes.
We'll have you come back and talk about that.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
But if someone had a question for you, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, yes. So I work for Western Washington Medical Group. You can get on www.medgroup.com. I'm at the Silver Lake office and located in the Silver Lake area, so on 19th Avenue Southeast.
I also wanted to mention, I was doing a little research, and there's a condom called L Condoms that you order and you buy, and for every one that you purchase, they send condoms to a third world country.
Wow, amazing.
Which is pretty good. Anyway,
which is a huge need.
Totally.
Have you ever crossed the equator in the Navy?
I have. Yes, I have. Twice, actually. So.
There you go.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank
we
you
want to
so
thank
much.
Dr. Adriana Rosales from Western Washington Medical Group, Jeff Mason from Everett Bone and Joint, and Ben Boyle from Everett Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Center, Tom Lafferty, Karen Morrick. This is the longest I've ever heard this music.
I'm ready to go.
I know. I'm Roy Eskenazi.
I'm Shannon O'Kelly. Stay fit and stay healthy.